I stayed that 3 weeks after he got it. And I come on home. I went back 5 years later and walked in. He says, hang up your hat over there and get ready. I said, no, I didn't come to go to work. I'm right out there yet. I've been living the same way. If I have to, I can dig, plant a few potatoes. And I can make a living with a hoe.
You'll be fine. I hate to think what happened to the person that took your place. he probably didn't have it.
I don't know. But I'll tell you, I don't know. This thing going, and it's going fast. Look at the crime in Georgia all over.
It's terrible.
Well, now, I know, as I told you about these big plantations, they just had world of colored folks on them.
Yes.
They call this the Bloody 15th down here.
Yes.
This 15th district down here, and they called it the Bloody 15th. They had 3 or 4 murder cases every year right here in court.
When was that?
Well, way back on when I was a boy, these darkers were sad and Sunday, they'd kill one another, you know. They 80%, I bet you, the crime in Georgia is committed today by colored folks.
Well, I expect so. I'm going to be working the next 2 weeks. I'm going to be over in Alabama. Or the next 2 or 3 months, but I'm going to go right over this afternoon. I'm going to Alabama. And I was looking at the populations over there. Uh-huh. And I'm going to be working in places where the niggers outnumber the whites about 3 to 1 or 4 to 1. You know, because they were working on the plantations over there. And yeah, it just multiplied. And it's like kudzu.
Well, how about Hancock and Twiggs County?
Well, I don't know about Twiggs, but I know about Hancock County.
Well, Twiggs is just about as bad, but my grandmother was raised in Twiggs County till she was 13 years old. She was born there in 23 and moved to Marion County down here out from Buena Vista,
yes,
Old Tazewell. Well, it was, she said it was just on a creek out there where they moved. There wasn't no town or nothing there.
Yes.
It ain't nothing but darkness up there, they say, hardly, in Hancock. And
Hancock's terrible. You know, people won't buy land in Hancock County right now. I saw a place up on the river there, pretty farm for sale. It's about, had 55 acres of nice timberland, and about 100 acres of good fields, good farmland,
mm-hmm,
and a nice barn and a three-story house in excellent condition. And they only wanted, I think, about $30,000 for the place on the river.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't sell it for anything. Nobody would buy it. Nobody would touch the place because of where it was.
Well, Atlanta will be that way. Roger, you just wait. You just wait. It's coming. Now, I had some nieces up there. Got one in College Park and one at Jonesboro. I talked to them back yonder when old Allen was mayor.
Yes, sir.
And I was up there and said something about him when them niggers jerked him off that top of that car when he was speaking. You know? I told him, I says, I wished he'd have killed him. And all that, they thought niggas been worse treated than anybody in the world. But they ain't been bad treated until they get niggas treat them.
That's true. They don't know what they're getting into.
No, they don't know it. They don't know it.
Yeah.
But they're beginning to feel it now. I'll tell you right now, this country's in worse shape.